Luke 8. We're still studying Manifest. For nothing, in verse 17, for nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest. Brightly shining, obvious. Now let's go to, we're just about done with it, but let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 2.
I'm just thinking how the only word, the use of the word manifest when I was growing up was the Communist Manifesto.
Yeah. What about manifesto?
Well, that's not even in the same ballpark.
Well, except that it brought to light that philosophy, I guess. That's
all right.
And what this is about is it brings to light God and who He is.
So, all right, 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest the savor of His knowledge by us in every place. For we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ in them that are saved and in them that perish. To the one we are the savor of death unto death, and to the other the savor of life unto life. And who is sufficient for these things? For we are not as many which corrupt the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as of God, in the sight of God, speak we in Christ. Now that's the predicate of that, is that you have died to self. The predicate of that is that you have no governors. The predicate of that is that you have no interest in man-pleasing. And so you are always a savor of His knowledge in every place. To the one a savor of death unto death, and the other a savor of life unto life. Now, the question is, are you that? Are you just another Gentile? Are you always in that position? Are you always a sweet savor of Christ in every place? Or do you cover it up? Do you hide it? By your governors, by your fear of confrontation, by your desire to please men. It's challenging.
Oh,
sound like a pregnant bull or something.
Pregnant bull?
Well, there's a talk. I'll be a pregnant cow.
For we are not as many which corrupt the word of God. Now, what does corrupt mean? Corrupt is a technical word, and it means to add water to the wine for the purpose of commerce. You change the word in order to get converts. Let's go to 2 Peter. Chapter 2. This is another description of the same thing, of adding water to the wine. Are you there?
there's just something that dropped in here that this commerce, it's like it's you change it just enough so you don't have to die. You can keep your own life. That's the,
That's not what they're talking about. They're talking about teachers. The teachers here that add water to the wine, and the commerce is numbers. See, listen to what he says. Chapter 2. There were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily or privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring unto themselves swift destruction. Now, how do you deny the Lord that bought you? Because you still are your own. You understand that? You are not your own. You've been bought with a price. But if you think you are your own and act as though you're your own and make all the considerations that everyone else does about is this a nice thing to say, is this a blah, 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 blah. Well, watch. And they shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them. If you don't deny him by saying he doesn't exist, you deny him by saying you exist. I can't emphasize that enough. Not just saying it, being it. All right. And many shall follow by... Wait a minute. Damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of, and through covetousness they shall with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. That's pretty intense. Because they do not make manifest. All right, go back. No, we finished it. 2 Corinthians 2. Let's go to 1 John. Right next door. Verse 18. Chapter 2, 18, 1 John. It was right, it was the next page from where we were. Little children, it is the last time. And as you have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now there are many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they no doubt would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. But you have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. Make manifest. Amen? Okay, go to chapter 3. This one's kind of big.
1 John 3?
Second, it was the same play we were, just in the next verse, just chapter.
1 John 3.
Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now we are the sons or children of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope, and again, the word hope is never, ever in the New Testament used except for the resurrection. We have this hope because of his resurrection in us. Every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. That's automatic. If you have that hope in you, there's not two of you anymore. If you have that hope in you, he is your life, then you will be purified automatically because he is pure. But it's not, it doesn't apply if you still have you, if you're hiding, if you're not making manifest. Well, I'll make manifest sometimes. No. It's all or nothing. That's the whoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. And you know that he was manifested to take away our sin, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning, and for this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. In this the true children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. Now, what does that mean? It means that it's impossible for Christ in you to sin. But if you resurrect yourself, then that's all you do is sin. Sin is a person. Amen? You're doing it, Gary.
I was thinking about this. And there's only two.
There's Christ, the bride. There's only the bride and the whore left on her in time and space. Let's go to 1 John 1 a minute. Just the same. The first part of this, 1 John 1, is this whole idea that where Paul said, I'm determined to speak of nothing that hasn't been wrought in me by Christ Jesus. And that's why the word must be made flesh in you. But it can't be, there's no more double, there's no more two. So listen carefully to what he says. That which was from the beginning, that which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. That's everything. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Now, it's this incredibly difficult thing to put into words. But you must live it. Thank you. Does anybody have any thoughts about this?
It makes me think of the people who have this death experience and have some kind of heavenly experience, and then they come back and they all say, I can't describe it. They try and use words, but you can't use words to describe it, because words are a function of the carnal mind, and the carnal mind can't rock it, so there's a place in us, I find, that you abandon that desire to understand.
Well, that's why all of the parable, that's why everything in the Bible is a parable.
Yeah.
Because there are no words to describe eternity.
Yeah.
There are no words. You can't. The only thing that's, I wrote that, just wrote that piece about that. The idea was that I was swallowed up in light, but light that had no source. There was a unimaginable feeling of joy and peace and warmth, and but there was no self-consciousness.
Yeah, and I'll put that into words. It's just,
well, I just tried.
I know, but it's hard to convey.
And that's what my from that moment in time, I have been still. I mean, I screw up all the time, but my everything in me is just more and more interested in that eternal now, as opposed to the past or the future.
Yeah.
There's no, it's just as hard to describe now as it was then. That's why when Paul said, I am crucified with Christ, that means you're dead. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I that liveth, and that yet not I must always be remembered. Yet not I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. And the life I now live in this flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. No more faith in. That was child's play. Amen? All right, back to Luke. Everybody understand manifest? That which makes manifest is light. You don't get rid of darkness by analyzing it. You turn the light on. The switch to turn the light on is abject and total repentance. It's that word that it's said of Christ, that he made himself of no reputation. Those five words, one word in Greek, kino. And it's total emptying. You even have to empty yourself in this thing of even the promise of Christ in you, and that is offered up. That's the only sacrifice you can offer up to God.
Yeah, you can't try and hold on to that.
Well, if you hold on to anything, you've polluted.
Yeah.
All right, we finally got manifest down. For in verse 17, Luke 8:17. For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. Now known is ginosko, which we've studied many times. But hidden is this word apocryphos. And that's what people call the book of Revelation an apocryphal, because it's so hard to understand. It's so hard to see because people try to look at it as a function of time. And the moment you try to read Revelation in a linear time, you can't. There's nothing in it that's understandable. You'll come up with all these goofy charts and being raptured and yo-yo theories and I'm going to go up there for a while and come back down again for 1,000 years and go back up again. It's just comic book because it's the Apocrypha is hidden. It cannot be seen unless you're looking from the top down. It's the revelation of Jesus Christ, not the revelation of what's going to happen in time. All right. And come is, it just means come into being. That shall not come abroad, and abroad is a repeating this word for manifest. It's the word, it's phaneros again. And we're going to look at two verses about seeing it. It shall not come abroad. So let me read it in, so you give it context. Nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest. Neither is anything hid that shall not be known and become manifest or become shining bright. So let's go to two scriptures in Acts, and then we'll quit for the day. Acts 18.
So abroad is a different word than manifest?
No, it's the same word. It's repeated. It's phaneros.
Oh, okay.
Well, let's just read about Apollos. Apollos is one of the apostles, not one of the 12. And he was, according to the greatest orator of any of the apostles. No, I don't want to study him, but we'll read about him. In verse 24. And a certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in the scriptures, came to Ephesus. This man was instructed in the way of the Lord, being fervent in the Spirit. He spake and taught diligently the things of the Lord, knowing only the baptism of John. And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, whom when Aquila and Priscilla had heard, they took him unto them, and he expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly. And when he was disposed to pass into Achaia, the brethren wrote, exhorting their disciples to receive him, who when he was come, helped them much which had believed through grace. Now this last scripture is this incredible one. Again, it's talking about scripture. It's only talking about Torah. For he mightily convinced the Jews that publicly or manifest or shining, showing that by the scriptures that Jesus was the Christ. That's an incredible verse. Showing by the scriptures, by the Torah alone, that Jesus was the Christ. Now this is said of Apollos. Let's look at one more that's said of Timothy. Let's go to 2 Timothy, I think. Yeah, chapter 3. Oh, we're going to read the whole chapter. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power or the efficacy thereof. From such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, heart laden with sin, led away with diverse lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Janes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs was also. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, which persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But as for you, continue thou in the faith which thou hast learned, and has been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make one wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Again, the Torah was sufficient for the revelation of Christ. All scripture, all Torah is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works.
So that word for scripture is the word Torah?
No, it's the word grapho. That's the only thing the first century church considered scripture.
The hagiographa was not considered
scripture. No, look, all the writings and the prophets. There's Torah. Remember when we did the 3-year cycle? There's the Torah. There's a law, the writings, and the prophets. Now, well, Torah is sufficient for everything. But the writings and the prophets were given because of rebellion. Now, so is the New Testament given. The New Testament is given because of rebellion. Do you understand that?
It seemed like the New Testament would be given to show the life of Christ.
But so did the Torah. Just said this, look, thou hast known the holy scriptures, which has to make thee wise unto salvation through which is in Christ Jesus. What we just read in Acts. For he mightily convinced the Jews that publicly showing by the scriptures that Jesus was Christ. None of these books existed that we call scripture.
Except the writings and prophets
existed at that point. Well, yeah, but again, I'm telling you that's what they... But
that's what they were referring to.
The Jews only considered the Torah as scripture.
All right.
But they're talking about Jesus, who didn't exist in the world.
Yeah, but it was...
But he was the Christ manifest...
In the just same then as he was now.
Sure he was, but he wasn't, didn't have boots on the ground or whatever you say.
Yeah, but that's why Paul said you know no man after the flesh. Yea, we have known Christ after the flesh, but now even him we know no more. It's not what that's about. It's always been the same. It's always been the same God. It's always been the same Holy Spirit. It's always been the same Jesus Christ.
That's not contestable.
Well, let's go to one more. It's Acts 20. It's just another word, another manifest word. And we'll stop. This is where Paul is addressing the Ephesian elders, starting in verse 17. And from Miletus he sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church. And when they were come to him, he said unto them, You know from the first day that I came unto Asia, after what manner I have been with you at all seasons, serving the Lord with all humility of mind, and with many tears and temptations which befell me by the lying in wait of the Jews, and how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have shown you and have taught you publicly, manifestly, from house to house, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Now the word publicly in verse 20 is the same word, phaneros, phaneros. It's the same word as manifest. Everything that Paul did was manifest, was open. Nothing hidden. That's enough for manifest. We'll get to verse 18 tomorrow. I hope. Take heed therefore how you hear, for whosoever hath to him shall be given, and whosoever hath not from him shall be taken away, even that which he seemeth to have. Amen?
Amen.
Take a big guy.